The 1860s and 1870s saw a boom of railway construction in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and the city of Prague was no exception. 135 years ago this week, the first train went through a newly built railway tunnel, which actually runs right underneath the Czech radio building here in the Prague district of Vinohrady. On the day of the anniversary, a historic train complete with a steam engine went in the same route to mark the occasion. Pavla Horáková joined the nostalgic train ride.
Chamber music ensemble on the platform of Prague's main railway station welcomed the passengers just a few hundred meters away from the gaping mouth of the tunnel. Among the guests was a descendant of one of the original developers, Senator Karel Schwarzenberg. He paid tribute to his great-great-uncle, Prince Schwarzenberg, and also tried to imitate the sound of the train he was soon to embark on. On September the 19th, 1871, the Vinohrady Tunnel, over a kilometre long, connected Prague with the world. Its history is closely connected to the Vinohrady district and Prague 2 municipality where it's situated. Michal Baš is the mayor of Prague 2.
Well, originally it connected the main railway station in direction to the south and west. That means all the railway connections to Europe, Western Europe, to Austria, to Vienna and so on, had to pass through this tunnel. Second significance, maybe in Prague 2, where it lies, it connected one side of Prague 2 with the other side of the so-called Laurel Vineyard Quarter. Then there is also one moment that the material which was dug in the tunnel was transported by the late Count Grebe to a place where he bought, and where he actually formed the terrain and then built his residence on top of that, and even renewed the vineyards which were there.
In 1888, a small station was opened just outside the south end of the tunnel, but like many other small railway stations in the city, it had to make way for new development. Mayor Michal Baš.
The original station, Královské Vinohrady, which in translation means Royal Vineyard, was on the other end of the tunnel. It was a station where only, let's say, the local train stopped, not express train and so on. But then it had to be torn down because it was in the direction of the second tunnel, which was built. There are three now today, but the second went just right through that building. So it was torn down. Another building was built again, erected again, taking place of that Royal Vineyard station. The building stands there, but the trains don't stop for about 20 years now there.
A third tunnel, parallel with the first two, was finished just 17 years ago, even though digging started during the Nazi occupation. The nearby main railway station is now about to undergo thorough reconstruction, which should turn it into a public transport facility for the 21st century.
And that was Pavla Horáková reporting on a 135-year-old Vinohrady railway tunnel.